Konbanwa, bonjour le classe, comment ça va? Je m'appelle Andy. Hello, my name's Andy. I'm the editor of the Over Ice and Zen podcast, and I am just updating you on some changes I've made to my homepage at andyheather.com. I've added two new buttons to that page. There is now a global apologies button, and there is an Over Ice and Zen kanji mnemonics button. As you may remember back in the day, perhaps even before Memoirs of a Gaijin, the confessional blog that a couple of you have been asking to see more of. I'll mention that a bit later on. But basically, back before that, I had a webpage called Global Apologies at which people were submitting their apologies for anything and everything they wanted to. At that time, there was no simple way for users to upload their own information. They were forced to make it by hand in Photoshop and email it to me, and it proved to be a bit of a chore. Nowadays, of course, we've got things like Tumblr and Posterous, which make it much, much easier. So if you look on my homepage, andyheather.com, and click on that Global Apologies button, it'll take you to a Posterous page at which you can upload your own apologies for anything and everything you want. I won't be adding to that page, but I will be administrating it and checking everything that's uploaded. So feel free to add your pictures there. It could turn into a fun little page to visit. Next to that, the Over Ice and Zen kanji mnemonics button, at which we'll be uploading images of kanji, their readings in Japanese and Chinese, their meaning, and then a mnemonic based on the elements that comprise that kanji, a narrative to help you remember. Basically, it's pretty tough to learn the Japanese language, and it's pretty tough to remember kanji by rote like children do. But if you use narrative, it seems to be a much better way for adults to learn. So take a look at the mnemonics that are up there now, and hopefully you can decide for yourself if you think they're working. If this proves popular enough, and if people appreciate the theory behind it and want to see it as part of Rice and Zen magazine, I will be adding those to the magazine. But for now, I'm not sure if there's enough expats studying Japanese who want that in the magazine feed, so I'm keeping it separate on a Tumblr page. So check those out, let me know what you think. Upload some stuff to Global Apologies, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon about, amongst other things, the return of Memoirs of a Gaijin, the confessional blog. It's coming back in EPUB format, optimized for the iPad, in a few weeks' time, which I'm very excited about. And I also want to talk cameras, because Over Ice and Zen Studios is investing in some juicy looking equipment, and I want to hear your opinions. So yes, I'll speak to you again tomorrow. That's all for now. Take care. Bye bye.